I would like to welcome Joe Bickley. Joe, you are quite the trooper. You drove here all the way from Asheville. Yay.
Well, Boone, actually.
Oh, Boone. Oh, wow.
Wow.
So how was the drive?
I've had easier drives.
Yeah, I bet so.
What time did you leave home?
I left about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad that you made it.
Yeah,
it's wonderful that you're here.
Yes,
now, I met you over at the Arts Center, and you told me about a project that you're doing over at Liberty Arts. So you want to tell us a little bit about your media and what all about your exhibit and everything that's going on over there?
Sure, yeah. The show called Structured As Such, Architecture of Oppression, will be shown at Liberty Arts. The opening reception will be February 15th from about 6 to 9 p.m. And it's a single, large-scale sculptural installation made out of nothing but reclaimed pallet wood.
Wow.
Yeah, oh. It's going to be pretty imposing. The content of the show deals with some of the interior spaces that can be attributed to modes of oppression found in a capitalist society. So various structures from business cubicles to voting booths and a solitary confinement prison cell built to scale, and some various other structures in the mix.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, what an interesting project. Was this your idea to do this?
It was, yeah.
And what made you think about this? It's an unusual endeavor.
Well, a lot of my work tends to lean towards social commentary, and I think just the natural progression of my past works has led me to this exhibit. It's really telling as to the openness to Liberty Arts to show such an exhibit, because there's a tendency for institutions to maybe shy away from work that can be somewhat charged. I'd like to thank them for hosting it. And in addition to the exhibition, they've agreed to allow a series of events to take place throughout the 2 months that the show will be up, including, if you don't mind me reading some of them off.
Oh, please do, yes.
The opening night of the reception, Robert Trowers from the North Carolina Central University will have a musical ensemble playing at the reception.
I almost thought you said Robin Trower there for a minute. I was like, wow.
In addition to him, Carol Evans will be notable storyteller from the area, will be doing a storytelling performance, as well as Wynton Dubois will be performing that night. And on March 23rd, there will be a literary oppression roundtable discussion, including various poets and writers from North Carolina and Virginia.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it you know, the intention is to open up a wider discussion on some subjects that might not get their warranted time in a local or national discourse. In addition to that, on March 30th at 2 p.m., there'll be a discussion on food sustainability and food oppression, which will involve Chef Kabui, who I understand is a notable presence in the Triangle area, a North African chef who tries to spread information regarding food oppression in parts of North Africa and the Middle East. And throughout the 2 months, there will be a Spike Lee film series, all showing starting at 5:30 p.m., and the dates are March 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, the 30th, and April 6th. And Liberty Arts is located in the Cordoba Center for the Arts in Durham, so it's pretty easy to find, and we're looking forward to
923 Franklin Street, I think. I drive over there once a month and drop off the TV show, because Durham Community Media is right up the way there.
Yeah, not to be confused with Franklin Street.
Right, right. Yeah, it's over in Durham. Yeah. So you're from Chapel Hill originally?
Yeah, I grew up here, and currently teaching part-time in the art department at Appalachian State.
Oh, okay.
So
how long have you been up there? What made you move up there? A job or?
Yeah, well, I had gone to undergrad there and then went up to upstate New York to attend graduate school, lived abroad for about a year, and then they had an opening, so I was lucky enough to find myself back up in the mountains.
Do you enjoy it up there?
Yeah, it's great. the tradition of craft-based media is really potent up there, and it's gorgeous. It's maybe the weather isn't so cooperative up there this time of year.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful place to be.
So installation art is your
thing.
Yeah.
It's one of my things, yeah. I've dabbled in many different medium, including pretty traditional oil painting to video and performance art.
Wow, that's broad.
Yeah, I tried to allow for the topic to inform the approach. So.
And how did you come to palette the using the palettes for demonstrating oppression?
Well, besides the interest in using renewable, reclaimed materials, I feel like that they kind of represent a physicality of capitalism in that they're used to transport goods.
Mm.
So I like the idea that these objects, or at least the material, have their own personal history.
Right.
And could have come as far from maybe China or the West Coast. So
makes me think of a factory when I think of wooden pallets, mm-hmm. because when I worked in a factory, the parts were put on pallets to move them, you know, out of the factory and stuff. Yeah.
And to my liking, they create a pretty nice visual aesthetic with different kinds of wood and different degrees to which they've been sun bleached. So it's a pretty wide range of colors and values to be found.
So now how soon are you installing your work over there?
Well, I have my truck loaded up right now. I'll be heading over there either tonight or tomorrow morning to get started.
And how long is the process of assembling everything for the exhibit? Do you have any idea how long it's going to take you to get everything set up?
Well, Liberty Arts has graciously given me 3 weekends. And
that's great. So
wow, that's a long time.
Yeah,
it's pretty sizable. With included in the exhibition is 140 sculptural interpretations of transatlantic slave bunk living quarters. So that'll take some time to assemble.
Oh, my goodness.
So it'll be pretty pretty full, but hopefully it'll spark some meaningful conversation.
Are they providing you with assistance to help you with this?
Well, they've been great in getting together all these events. I'd like to thank Mr. Carter Q, who's been tireless in his efforts of putting a lot of these together. It was my hope to allow the work to be a conduit of sorts to allow for different people to come together to talk about various forms of oppression. So they've been great in helping put together all these corresponding events.
Now, when I think of Liberty Arts, the few times that I've been by there and gone in and stuff, I think of welders and welded pieces of art,
mm-hmm.
because that's generally what I've seen over there. They do a lot of teaching, right, there?
Yeah, to my understanding, they have a broad range of workshops that are available to the public, including glass blowing.
Oh, nice.
Metal casting, and I believe welding, and there's probably some more that are escaping my mind at the moment. But
right.
Yeah, they're a great resource for anybody that wants to follow their creative impulses.
And so when did you say that your show opens again?
It'll open Friday, February 15th, and the reception will be from 6 to 9 p.m.
So now tell me, something had to make you think of this. You know, what was the impetus that do you remember the moment you had this idea?
Well, the original show proposed to Liberty was a significantly different format. And,
oh, really?
They were nice enough to give me feedback, and it, in a healthy way, kind of helped it evolve into this fashion. I think just being as up to date as I can be on various social issues, including the voter ID laws from the last presidential election that seemed to be an attempt to further disenfranchise certain demographics. I try to constantly look for different creative ways to respond to some issues that I find are worthy of
Now, did you ever have to work in one of those little cubicles that you're going to be fashioning over there?
Luckily, no. No, I haven't.
I wondered if that had an effect on your whole process of, putting this together.
Well, I could.
That's got to really affect you if you sit in a cubicle all day, you know?
It seems rather dehumanizing.
Yeah.
Or solitary confinement. That would be dehumanizing.
Yeah. Certainly. Oh, that's enough to drive you crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So did you go into a prison to see what a solitary confinement cell would look like?
Well, with the benefits of Google, I was able to just research in the comfort of my
living. You didn't have to go and break a law to get in there.
Exactly, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
So, with some of these certain spaces, I'm hoping that people can come away with a visceral response to maybe spending extended periods of time in there. And there should be some information included in the show regarding some of the discrepancies on racial demographics or how certain oppressive measures affect those in poverty or maybe the elderly to kind of help augment the intention behind the work. Because I think when you're inherently dealing with work that can be interpreted as confrontational, it's good to try to minimize maybe a less than receptive response to it. So I'm hoping that some of these roundtable discussions should help out with that.
Oh, that's cool. Now, when you said you're teaching up in Boone, what you're teaching art?
Sculpture.
Mm-hmm. Sculpture?
Yeah.
What type of sculpture?
Well, I teach a lot of introduction to 3D design classes. And at the moment, I'm teaching, maybe appropriately, a class titled Art for Social Change. And as well as a digital imaging class. And I've been lucky enough to teach in their foundry, teaching various metal casting processes. So I guess similar to my studio practice, I tend to be all over the place with my course load, which keeps it fresh and interesting.
And fun, I bet, too.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy teaching. So.
And where did you attend high school?
At Chapel Hill High
Chapel
School,
Hill
the last
High?
Combined
right.
class
oh,
before
yeah.
they permanently split them, yeah. So in the late 90s.
So did you grow up here then? Or
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We moved down here from New Jersey when I was about 5 years old and was happy to be here.
Lucky, yeah. Yes. That's great.
So now if people would like to see what you're doing or, you have a website?
I do, yeah. My website is joebigley.com, and the Liberty Arts website is liberty-arts.org.
Okay.
So both of those sites should have some information.
And again, Liberty Arts is at 923 Franklin Street in Durham in the Cordoba Arts Center, which is a really cool place. It reminds me of Carmel Mall. You know, it's like this old... only it's huge.
yeah, it's a good size... formerly tobacco warehouse space.
Right. Yeah. And it's a really nice space over there. I went in there and walked around. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you was that my friend Debbie Meyer said you were in her sculpture show last year.
Yep,
I didn't realize that. I'll have to figure out which piece was yours because I did a video for that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. It's on that. The Come Out and Play.
Yeah. That was a great event. And,
yeah.
My work is actually still out there because I haven't, living in Boone.
She has a lot of work still out there. She has work that's been out there for several years, but that's okay. Yeah. It doesn't bother them in the least, you know?
Well, they're very gracious hosts.
Yeah. So what else you want to talk about? We've got, about a minute?
A minute, yeah.
Well, I would encourage people to come out to...
tell about the dates and times about the events again.
Yeah, I can go over those because after each event, we'll have a kind of a public dialogue about things so people can participate themselves. So again, the opening reception is February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. and Robert Trowers and a North Carolina Central University music ensemble will be performing there. Carolyn Evans, a storyteller, will be performing as well as Wilton Dubois. And on March 23rd at 2 p.m., we'll be hosting a literary oppression roundtable discussion. And on March 30th at 2 p.m., there will be a food sustainability and food oppression discussion. And both of these events are set up to kind of lead into the Spike Lee film series, which will be happening March 9th, 16th, 23rd, and the 30th, as well as April 6th, and the screening starts at 5:30 p.m.
Well, you've just about covered every base with this exhibit, artistically really? Speaking. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on,
Thanks
Joe, and good luck
yeah.
with your exhibit. It
Thank
sounds fantastic.
Much.
Great to have you on.